This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side.
cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for.
One little kiss and Felina, goodbye.
Marty Robbins and El Paso, a song he composed while driving with his family from El Paso, Texas to Arizona, where they were headed home from Nashville for Christmas vacation. That record was considered too long for airplay by many DJs, and some of them refused to play it. So Columbia had Marty record a shorter version. But there were a few DJs who played the original, and a lot of listeners heard it and demanded that their favorite stations play the full-length version. Other stations were flooded with listener requests, and they too started playing it. And it became a big hit, a huge hit, right at the time in the late 1950s when Western music was declining in popularity. It was such a big hit for Marty Robbins and Columbia that Columbia let Marty record a whole album of Western songs. RCA Victor, who had been looking for something good for the Sons of the Pioneers to record but had had very little luck, released an album called Cool Water with 18 classic Western songs. Now, these two LPs, more than anything else, resuscitated Western music and led to a new record contract for the Sons of the Pioneers. El Paso was recorded by several artists, including Hank Snow, Danny Davis, and the Sons of the Pioneers, but what we just heard was the definitive version, and it gave me an idea. Why not play the definitive versions of a number of Western songs? And that's just what we'd like to do later in this show. But first, we have a special set of music produced by Snuff Garrett, who was also known as Tommy Garrett. Snuff was a friend of ours who passed away at his home in Arizona on December the 17th, 2015. He was a big fan, as well as a great friend, of Roy Rogers and Rex Allen, and his early success in the record business allowed him to experiment with a sound no one else had thought of, an orchestra of guitars. He produced a very successful series of LPs called The 50 Guitars of Tommy Garrett for Liberty Records. And for that project, he decided to call himself Tommy Garrett because he figured his nickname, Snuff, wouldn't be appropriate. But that confused a lot of folks who didn't know that Snuff Garrett and Tommy Garrett were the same man. At any rate, here's a Western song from one of the early LPs in that 50 Guitars series, South of the Border. Thank you. 50 Guitars of Tommy Garrett with South of the Border. Well, by the 1970s, Snuff had made enough money to be able to follow his dream of producing Roy Rogers. And after talking with Roy about it, he came up with a song called Hoppy, Gene, and Me, which Roy Rogers recorded in 1975.
It seems like only yesterday that we rode the range together. Prairie skies and tumbleweeds just as far as we could see. Then you grew up and drifted on, but I know that you'll remember when you were a saddle pal to Hoppy, Gene, and me. Freckle face and skinned up knees, you helped us fat the bad guys with a 5-cent bag of popcorn and a cap gun by your side. You know, time has a way of changing things, and soon there was your first love. You thought it would last forever, but when she left, you cried. But Hoppy, Gene, and me, we taught you how to shoot straight, and a cowboy never cries. That's how it had to be. Just stories from the silver screen, now most of them forgotten. Double feature Saturdays with Hoppy, Gene, and me. At last you found your real true love, and now you look so happy. Is that your little cowpoke you're bouncing on your knee? Well, the prairie sky is just as blue, and life is like a rerun. Just like you, he'll be a saddle pal to Hoppy, Gene, and me. Hoppy, Gene, and me, we taught you how to shoot straight. You were gonna be a cowboy. That's how it had to be. Just stories from the silver screen, now most of them forgotten. Double feature Saturday with Hoppy, Gene, and me.
When it's roundup time on the Chisholm Trail, we'll be gathering the dogies in. We'll all be swapping tales about our summer trails and drinking coffee with all our friends. And when the coyote sings, no one will hear a thing. We'll be getting some shut-eye fags. 'Cause when the morning comes, there's more work to be done. Oh, it's roundup time at last. Our spurs will never rust. It's where a cowboy is at his best. Payday soon will come, and we'll be on the run for a few days of hard-earned rest. But that won't come till work's all done. Oh, it's roundup time at last.
Rex Allen Jr. and the Rainsmen from an LP that Snuff Garrett produced in 1982, titled The Singin' Cowboy. And we're going to hear another song from that LP in just a minute, but First, I wanted to mention that Snuff Garrett and Rex Allen Sr. were also good friends, and they lived not far from each other in Arizona in the 1980s and 90s, and Snuff reissued Rex Allen's LP from the early 70s titled Rex Allen Sings Bony-Kneed, Hairy-Legged Cowboy Songs. Snuff reissued it on his own label in 2001, but in 1999, shortly before Rex Allen died, Snuff Garrett and Don Edwards convinced Rex to go back into the record studio and record a CD of duets with Don Edwards. Here's one of my favorite songs from that CD, a song composed by the great Carson J. Robinson. There's a Bridle Hanging on the Wall.
There's a bridle hanging on the wall, and a saddle in an empty stall. You ask me why the teardrops fall. It's that bridle hanging on the wall. There's a horseshoe nailed above the door. It's a shoe that my old Coco wore. A faded blanket in the hall, and that bridle hanging on the wall. With that old pony for my guide, we used to ride down the trail, watching the moon swing low. But now that faithful friend has reached the end of that trail. He's gone wherever good ponies always go. And his bridle's hanging on the wall, and his saddle's in his empty stall. No more he'll answer to my call. Now his bridle's hanging on the wall.
Rex Allen and Don Edwards with There's a Bridle Hanging on the Wall. And you may have noticed how Rex Allen made part of that song his own when he referred to his horse, Coco, one of the great movie horses and one that just might have been your favorite when you watched those silver screen cowboys on those Saturday afternoons long ago. Now, returning to the Singing Cowboy LP, we're going to wrap up this set of songs dedicated to our friend Snuff Garrett, who passed away December 17, 2015. He produced this album, one of the highlights of which was a song that featured not only Rex Allen Jr., but Rex Sr. and Roy Rogers. It's called The Last of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
The last of the silver screen cowboys, the last of a fast dying breed, cattle a-grazing, six guns a-blazing, God knows this is what America still needs. The last of the silver screen cowboys, standing tall for what he believes is right. Don't push him around, 'cause more than one villain's found. don't back down from a fight. Roy and Trigger, we love you. And Hoppy, we saved up our dimes for the Saturday. We sat through both movies two times. Gene, Lash, and Rex were our heroes. We knew good would win in the end. If we could just turn back the pages and ride old trails once again.
The last of the silver screen cowboys. We settled the score with our fists. Oh, we loved little babies, treated women like ladies. It was only our horse that we kissed.
Then the time slipped away before we knew it. And you little wranglers put up your play guns and your toys. But memories don't die. And we're still riding high.
We're the last of the silver screen cowboys.
Rex Allen Jr. with his dad and Roy Rogers on The Last of the Silver Screen Cowboys, another song produced by Tommy Garrett, better known to us as Snuff Garrett. And that wraps up our tribute to Tommy Snuff Garrett, who passed away on December 17th, 2015. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit and hear some Western swing. It's been a little while since we played good swing, and the Jazzmen label has just released a double CD of some of the early Ray Price hit songs. In 1961, Ray recorded an album in tribute to one of his heroes, Bob Wills. And he kicked it off with a song that features an intro by Tommy Jackson, one of my favorite fiddlers, the fellow who invented the style you're going to hear on this record. Just listen to the way he starts off the San Antonio Rose.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antone, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit path that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, words I know still all alone. Of that moonlit path beside the Alamo, and rose my rose of San Antonio.
Oh, Tommy.
Ray Price and his Cherokee Cowboys featuring Tommy Jackson on fiddle, and their tribute to Bob Wills with the San Antonio Rose. Well, that's not the definitive version of that song, but I hope you enjoyed it. But since I mentioned definitive versions a little earlier, we'd like to swing into a set of music that includes only the definitive versions of some great songs. So tighten your cinches and get ready to ride. We're going to hear from Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers with a soundtrack recording that I think is the best version of My Saddle Pals and I.
Riding the range together, my saddle pals and I, through every kind of weather, my saddle pals and I.
Every night neath the light of the bright starry night on the prairie, bedded down all around on the ground where the cattle are and weary, with a blanket for my bed and a saddle for my head on the prairie, and our faithful ponies tethered here and there.
Riding the range together, my saddle pals and I.
We're side by side in the saddle, through sunshine and through rain. We ride, ride, ride in the saddle, o'er the barren plains.
Riding the reins together, my saddle pals and I, through every kind of weather, my saddle pals and I.
Every night beneath the light of the bright starry night on the prairie, bedded down all around on the ground are the cattle tired and weary, with a blanket for my bed and a saddle for my head on the prairie, and a faithful pony's tethered here and there.
Riding the reins together, my saddle pals and I.
And I jog along, the world is like a dream, and the ripple of the stream is my song. When it's twilight on the trail, and I rest once more, my ceiling is the sky, and the grass on which I lie is my floor. never ever have a nickel in my jeans. Never ever have a debt to pay. Still I understand what real contentment means. Guess I was born that way. When it's twilight on the trail and my voice is still, please plant this heart of mine underneath the lonesome pine on the hill.
Never ever had a nickel in my jeans. Never ever had a debt to pay. Still I understand what real contentment means.
Guess I was born that way. When it's twilight on the trail and my voice is still, please plant this heart of mine underneath the lonesome.
I walked out in Laredo one day. I spied a young cowboy all dressed in white linen, all dressed in white linen, as cold as the clay.
Fife lowly, play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley, there lay the sod o'er me, for I'm a young cowboy. And oh, I've done wrong.
Let 16 cowboys come carry my coffin. Let 16 gamblers come sing me a song. Take me to the green valley and lay the sod o'er me, for I'm a young cowboy, I know I've done wrong.
Beat the drum slowly, play the fife lowly, play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley, there lay the sod o'er me,
for I'm a young cowboy, I
Yeah.
Rex Allen and what is probably his best version of Streets of Laredo, although he recorded it several times. Lots of folks consider that one to be the definitive version, because at the end, after he recorded it, the whole orchestra stood up and applauded. It was the orchestra conducted by Victor Young, and they recorded it for Decca Records back in the 1950s. As I said, Rex recorded it at least a couple of other times. And just before Rex, we heard Gene Autry and Twilight on the Trail. Now we've got the Sons of the Pioneers with The Happy Cowboy from the mid-1940s. This is one they sang frequently and recorded more than once. But this, I think, is a definitive version.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy rolling cowboy. Turn the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
I ain't got a wife to bother my life. I'm a happy roving cowboy. Let me make my bed where the varmints prowl beneath the sky of blue.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Your turn, Foghorn.
Got a dime, I'm just spending my time. I'm a happy roving cowboy. Let me ride that long trail down to the end where the skies are always blue.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Come on in, Carl.
Find a rainbow and a mountain.
Plainsmen featuring Bob Wagner singing a solo on a song he composed called High Country. That, for me, was the definitive version of that song, even though it was recorded also by Tommy Duncan and by Bob Wagner himself as a solo. As far as I know, Bob Wagner is the only person, other than Andy Parker and the Plainsmen, who ever attempted to sing the next song. And with good reason. After hearing Andy Parker and the Plainsmen sing their Call of the Rolling Plains, it would be hard to listen to anybody else's version. Here they are with their theme song, The Call of the Rolling Plains. Andy Parker and the Plainsmen.
The call of the rolling plains. It's the voice of the Temple Hill and the cool of the winding lane and the song of the rippling. Distant star comes alive. That's a beacon of hope in the night. And the sigh of the wind remains. It's the call of the rolling plain. It's the call of the rolling plains. Rolling
plains. Cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. A ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard. And he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yippee-i-o, yippee-i-o.
Ghost riders in the sky.
rider cloaked on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a-riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yi-yay.
Yippee-yi-yay-o. Ghost riders in the sky.
Vaughn Monroe and his multi-million selling record of Riders in the Sky, a Cowboy Legend. That's got to be the definitive version of that one, even though many, many people have recorded it. Now here are Andy Parker and the Plainsmen again, with their 1954 recording of Tumbleweed Trail. And we'll follow it with Jimmy Wakely's version of a song you probably know much better than the Tumbleweed Trail.
Riding down the Tumbleweed Trail, watching sleepy cloud boats sail,
thinking of the ones I love when roundup time is over.
Lazy cattle grazing round, the only music is the sound
from the yappy throats of wild coyotes in rhythm with the south wind. Day is ending,
shadows are falling,
I'm not dreaming,
something is calling me to come back where the whispering breeze is singing through the cottonwood trees.
I'm lonely but free, that's the way you'll be
when you ride down the Tumbleweed Trail. Singing through the cottonwood trees,
I'm lonely but free, that's the way you'll be
when you ride down the Tumbleweed
Trail. Just a melancholy echo, lingering when the day is through, is the call of the canyon. Once again I'm dreaming of you. Every night I search the moonlight, up and down the river shore, is the call of the canyon. Maybe I will find you once more,
standing there alone by the ashes of the fire we said would never die. Will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me. Hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to.
Forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait long. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me. A liar coward, a craven coward, a liar coward in my grave. Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty. Supposing I lose my fair haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in high noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, thought it would be my life or his. I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, I can't be leaving. Now that I need you by my side. Wait long, wait long. Wait long, wait long.
Tex Ritter with Do Not Forsake Me, and that's the theme from High Noon, of course. And Tex Ritter himself recorded that song several times, but that was probably the definitive version. That was recorded in England, because on his initial recording, they didn't have the drums at the start of the song, and it seemed that the listeners, the audience, wanted to hear something that sounded as much like the soundtrack as possible. Frankie Lane also recorded the song, but this is the version we most remember. And we heard Andy Parker and the Plainsmen sing a song called The Tumbleweed Trail just a few minutes ago. Well, now we've got a different song with that same title. This one was composed by Bob Nolan. And what we're going to play is not the commercial recording, but it's a recording that was made in Bob Wagner's house when Bob Nolan, the fellow who wrote the song, joined the Rainsmen to sing it just for fun. But those who have heard it consider this to be the definitive version of this song.
Barren plains where cattle used to low, wind and dust and not a thing will grow. Don't know what to do, this ain't the West I knew. Guess my work is through today. See that tumbleweed go rolling by. What can his hurry be? Why don't he wait for me? He knows I'm going his way. Gone are the plains where cattle were lowing. Gone are the fields where clover was growing. Nothing is left and soon I'll be going down the tumbleweed trail. Where is the gal I knew in Wyoming? Where are the songs she sang in the gloaming? Gone like the wind that started her roaming down the tumbleweed trail.
Sweetheart of mine, I'll find you. I know you pass this way, and I'm not far behind you.
I'll meet you some sweet day, and I will linger far from you never, just as we promised always together. Glad that we found this land of forever down the tumbleweed trail.
Sweetheart of mine, I'll find you. I know you pass this way, and I'm not far behind you.
I'll meet you some sweet day, and I will linger apart from you never, just as we promised always together. Glad that we found this land of forever down the tumbleweed trail, the tumbleweed trail, the tumbleweed.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Drifting on.